Tony in Brighton, you're on the register. Matt in Southport, and your sons Isaac and Fraser definitely on the register. Hello, James.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you? More to the point.
I think recovering is the right word.
Recovering probably is the right word. Now, let's talk about your party schedule for the last, years. But let's just put it into the last couple of days, OK? Now, you're in Maidstone, is that right, James?
That's right, yeah. It started on Monday when I went to the first Radio 1 Fringe gig, and basically I went to every single one of them during the day. I didn't actually get tickets for the big weekend, unfortunately, so I thought I might as well make the most of all the rest. So I've done all that, and I went to the after party last night.
Mate, you've done more partying than the people that were there. This is unbelievable. You should have got yourself sponsored. You could have earned some money for charity with all the partying you've been doing.
I tell you, I'm feeling the effects of that.
Oh, God bless you. What time did you finish this morning, then?
Well, we finished at about 6 a.m. from the Maidstone TV studios, and I haven't actually been to sleep since, so I'm just sort of chilling out and trying to recover, basically.
And mildly hallucinating through tiredness, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's been quite a week, I must admit.
Okay, who was DJing last night, then? Who did you catch?
I missed him in my disco, but I caught Tongi, Annie Mack was amazing, Nick, what's his name, and Danny Ramplin was awesome as
well. And he was doing an old school rave set, wasn't he?
Yeah, rave set was amazing. You know, the whole crowd erupted when Technotronic came on.
He played Technotronic. Go on. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it gets the crowd started.
Yeah, well, absolutely, absolutely. Who were you with last night then, James? Was there a big crew, are you?
There were four of us. It was me, my mate Andy, my mate Ben, and if anyone else was listening, that was there, there was a mate who was getting lots of attention because he had a pair of Kanye West glasses on.
Did he?
Yeah, the shutter blind type things. That was Tommy Rogers.
Did he get a lot of attention because he kept walking into people?
Yeah,
and knocking their drinks over and stuff, and walking into walls and things like that.
Yeah, he couldn't see much.
No, I can imagine he couldn't see much. Okay, so what are you going to be doing today then, mate? Sleeping, I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed in about an hour and just sort of recover from the whole week. But then I'm probably going back to Maidstone tonight for all the unofficial, this sort of like unofficial things going around the town for the weekend. It's amazing what the weekend's done to Maidstone.
I can imagine. Listen, I was driving out of there last night, and just so many people around on the streets, and just, but obviously because of the weather as well, it just must be such a great buzz living in there this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting outside the River Bar before we went to the after show, and it just piles out. It was about 10:30, so just after the weekend had finished, the big weekend,
right.
And there's just. Man, millions of people coming across the bridge. It's amazing.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant. Well, listen, I really enjoyed coming into Maidstone yesterday and meeting a lot of people yesterday. So, mate, big up yourself and big up your town where you live. And have a fantastic weekend in bed.
You too. Yeah, I will too. Yeah, cheers, mate.
Cheers, James.
Cheers.
Right, listen, okay. Radio 1's big weekend. The register is still open. There's still another 16 minutes or so. 81199 is the text number. I'd love to hear from you. I know we're going on about Radio 1's big weekend. And if you feel, I didn't get tickets, remember you can watch all of it on Red Button from